Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
Brown and I were just watching Giants and Patriots, and I think they have, man, I think it's almost 10 Alabama players on that.
They were talking, it was the
Robert Foster's there.
Yeah, it was the Patriots telecast last night that the NFL Network was showing. So it was Scott Zolak, the former quarterback, was the analyst. And one guy they talked a lot about was LeBryan Ray, about how much the coaches like the former Alabama defensive lineman, LeBryan Ray, who was a bit of an enigma in Tuscaloosa. I remember that first game he played, it might have been the first game, very early, against A&M, where he was forced in due to injury. And I remember watching that guy thinking, holy crap, is LeBryan Ray going to be amazing? And he just never really reached those levels. The Will Anderson's an unfair.
Yes.
But the levels you expected of him out of in Tuscaloosa. But clearly he's making an impression on Belichick and the Patriots staff.
Headlines brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Right. Mortgage Right, they'll get that mortgage in a good place for you and gives you a lot of options, too, in what you can use your house for right now.
Yeah, there's no doubt, because your home equity has never been higher. Home prices have been through the roof, so that equity is up there. Even if you're not thinking about selling your home, why don't you tap into that home equity and make it start working for you? Mortgage Right can do that for you. MortgageRight.com/TNR to get started. MortgageRight.com/TNR for the next round to get started. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama practiced under the lights last night over in the practice fields in Tuscaloosa. They picked up their 19th commitment in this recruiting class. Four-star offensive lineman Miles McVay from East St. Louis, Illinois, picks Alabama over Texas A&M, Oregon, and Jackson State in his selection there. So that is another four- or five-star pickup for Alabama. Meanwhile, LSU is losing four-star safety Jordan Tolles, according to reports. He's hitting the portal, was a freshman last year, was considered to be one of the better safeties and top 100 players when he committed to LSU back then. Texas wide receiver Ajay Hall arrested on a Class B misdemeanor by campus police there in Austin. Tom Izzo, basketball coach, gets a new five-year deal. Five-year contract.
Wow. How old is Izzo now?
67,
yeah.
I believe. So a new five-year contract from Izzo right there. Braves in action tonight in Miami. 5:40 for that one on Bally's. Good series starting between Milwaukee and St. Louis in St. Louis tonight. Cardinals lead that division by a game over Milwaukee. The Field of Dreams game, even though it was Cubs and Reds, looked pretty cool last night. Ken Griffey Jr. has gotten a little more thick. Hand in the dirt now for him.
I had it on. I didn't have any of the volume up, but I had it on the other TV when I was watching the NFL games. I don't know how you feel about the seventh inning stretch. Did you watch that?
Oh, I did not.
So the only reason I saw it was I noticed it was during the NFL game, and I want to say the NFL game might have been at halftime. There was a break in action. So I'm watching on the other screen, and it says, coming up, a very special seventh inning stretch. And I was like, you know, I'm thinking maybe Kevin Costner, since they're at the Field of Dreams.
He was last year. He came out.
Oh, was he? Okay. Yeah. So I didn't know. So I'm like, well, I'll flip over and give this one a chance. Rockstar would have loved it. It was a Harry Carey hologram.
Oh, wow.
A Harry Carey hologram. It's weird, man.
As Forster says, super weird.
It was super weird. I mean, it was just weird. It was like you're playing in a cornfield, yet you're doing a hologram. It was just like I don't know. It was a weird combo. Like, I didn't watch any of the game. Like, the game was secondary. It's two bad teams. But I kind of like the fact that everything's throwback. Like, they hang the scores, you know, on the manual board. The Fox announcers are wearing kind of the throwback gear. I kind of like all of that. And then you do a hologram of Harry Carey singing Take Me Out of the Ball Game. I thought it was kind of weird.
Yeah, it's a really good thing until the game starts. Then I lose interest. I like all the pregame stuff. I like them walking out of the corn.
And Fox does a really good job with some of the camera shots. It's just beautiful. It really is.
A lot of pressure to grow that. I mean, I think corn may be the easiest thing to grow. It was for me back in my garden days when I helped my pop. He had a garden, and corn seemed to be the easiest thing we grew every year. It seems fairly easy to grow.
Was it you? I know it was you, but I'm trying to think. When you brought those teeny tiny baby tomatoes, you said you'll start doing tomatoes. Was it tomatoes?
It was tomatoes.
And they looked like little cherries.
Yeah.
That was his harvest for the
month. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that way. Yeah. So I'll bring, in 3 months, Brown, you can laugh at this all you want. In 3 months, there'll be a tomato sandwich sitting right here.
Yeah. It was a tomato slider.
Yeah, I may have planted the wrong tomatoes. Yeah. I got those little bitty cherry tomatoes.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. I do like those on a salad, though. All
brown. Do you like a good tomato?
I do like a good tomato.
I do, too.
And I love a tomato sandwich.
Yeah. What makes an heirloom tomato, by the way?
You have to inherit it. I don't know.
Well, this is an heirloom.
Well, I just know that.
What's the difference you're saying?
Was that your impersonation of the 90-year-old lady from Titanic?
Yeah, where she's fumbling around with a thing. And she drops it.
I don't know what makes an heirloom tomato, but when I was down at the beach the time before we went down for the Floribama trip, heirloom tomato grilled chicken salads, summer salads, were the special everywhere I went. And I got them everywhere we went for lunch, and it was fantastic. So I don't know what makes an heirloom tomato. Tomato.
It's an open-pollinated, non-hybrid heirloom cultivar of tomato.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, heirloom plants come from saved seeds that have been handed down for generations, hence the name heirloom. Rockstar actually in his smart aleck remark was
I inherited
right.
Pumpkin seeds. Yeah. Sweet.
So basically, these are tomato from tomato plants that have been around for generations.
That is correct, yeah.
They weren't red, they were sort of purple, I guess, from the inbreeding of tomatoes. I don't know.
Most people say they taste better. I'd like to be the judge of that. I'd like to do blind taste test.
It was delicious. It was delicious.
Oh, good fresh tomato. Woof, hard to beat.
I mean, do you ever have a tomato sandwich?
Rarely.
I know you're in a gated community now, but do you ever live like the rest of us?
Never. My wife is she's not real big on tomatoes.
Neither is Maggie.
But
I hate them.
Do you really?
Yeah. I would do almost anything on a sandwich except tomato.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I like a tomato, and this is one reason my wife's not real big on it, because I'm kind of a pain in this. I like them peeled and sliced.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't like the peel on it. I like them peeled and sliced, and then you take two pieces of white bread, and you go mayonnaise on both sides, salt and pepper, or you put the tomato on salt and pepper on both sides. Yeah. That is a good sandwich.
That is a good sandwich. I like that, too. That's the way I do mine, too, except I leave the thickness, the thing that holds it together on there.
So that does make it a little bit juicier.
Yeah, it does get mushy. Yeah.
Anderson wants me, he says, I should probably point out LeBron Ray was often injured, but he did not live up to what a lot of people thought for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, he also
hopefully adds, stay healthy.
He also adds that Beamer is trying so hard to be Dabo now. Do you get any of that?
I don't know. I haven't seen enough of him yet. He's only been there a year, but he is kind of approaching it a lot in the same way that Dabo approaches it. He doesn't have the all shucks y'all, you know, persona that Dabo has just yet, but he is doing some things in the same way Dabo does it. I would leave that open.
All right. We will talk to Ryan Lemon about Calipari's comments and how it's playing in the bluegrass state. He joins us from Kentucky Sports Radio in 15 minutes. So we'll talk to Ryan Lemon coming up at 10:25 here on the show. Before we talk Texas A&M camp, Brown, tell us about the fine folks at Gutter Cap. You know, it's about to be football season, and that means the leaves are about to start falling again.
There's no doubt about that. You don't want them in your gutter. So what Gutter Cap does is use a patented aluminum cover system that fits over most existing gutters, and it keeps out debris, it eliminates gutter cleaning, and it's backed with a lifetime warranty. You never have to get on that ladder again. See Stu and his staff there at Gutter Cap, they're going to go to that ladder one more time, clean those gutters out, put the gutter cap on. You never get on those ladders again. If you fall off that ladder, break the neck and die, you're no good to the family. 823-2212. That is 823-2212. Call C. Stu and the people at Gutter Cap and get those gutters capped today. Stay off that ladder.
Hey, can you ask Lunsford? I'm in a really good mood today, and I have not done four downs yet. Can you ask him real quick if he can throw four downs together for later in the show? And if he can't, I can bang him out real quick.
Hey, Lunsford, what? I know you're super busy right now. Dunaway wanted me to ask you, is there any possibility he has not done four downs today? I don't think I've got this right. Is there any way you could scrounge together four really good questions?
And then join us in studio for them?
Hold on. And then join us in the studio for him, because we had an open mic right there. It's up to you, but no pressure, but you need to say yes.
Maybe.
He gave me a maybe.
Okay.
Why did you be in a good mood factor into that at all?
Because right now...
You are in a good mood, which I appreciate.
I don't have to do anything in commercial breaks, but if I have to start throwing together four downs, then that's going to stress me out and throws me into a bad, bad place.
Brooks says Dabo seems forced. Beamer seems authentic.
Ben adds Beamer's less corny than Dabo.
Well, he says Dabo's definitely a big corn guy, but he spells it capital K-O-R-N. I don't know if he means the band or what. Chase says Dabo wouldn't be so bad if he altered his approach once that became really good. The little old Clemson thing doesn't work anymore. I kind of agree. He kind of sold that chip on the shoulder underdog thing. And then when they got really good, it seemed like you needed to let that one go.
Mary, great female listener, heirloom tomatoes, expensive but delicious. Very good quality.
Oh, I didn't know they costed that much more. I do like the taste of it. I'd like to try and see if I could tell the difference.
Well, I was drinking $13 margaritas, so the salad was really expensive.
So a place I went to dinner not long ago had a shrimp Louis salad, which is shrimp on top of heirloom tomatoes on top of lettuce with a little Russian dressing. I think it was a Russian dressing. What?
Please, let's call it Ukrainian dressing.
Ukrainian dressing.
Just don't pick sides in the dressing world.
It was fantastic, man. Those heirloom tomatoes are good.
Yeah. Jason says, you must have had a Cherokee purple tomato. It's an heirloom and packed with flavor. One of the best and very easy to grow.
Ooh.
Jason, that looks exactly what I had. Thank you for solving my tomato mystery.
So you had a
podcast coming soon.
You had
great tomato mystery.
You had a Cherokee mystery? Jeez, Ryan, a Cherokee tomato?
A Cherokee purple tomato.
I've never heard of those.
I wonder if they're from right here in this part of the region where the Cherokee Indian used to.
I would have to imagine, yes.
All right, let's knock out a couple of phone calls before we get to Ryan Lemon and talk about the Calipari Stoops situation. Chad in Gadsden's been very patient, holding for a long time, wanting to talk a little college football. Chad, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm great. Well, I was better until like the 40-minute tomato talk.
Makes you hungry, right?
Chad, you come for football, you stay for the tomato talk. I promise you. If we stop doing that, you'd be like, you guys, all you ever do is talk X's and O's.
Well, I wanted to give you guys a hypothetical, but just a brief prologue. So, listening to Beamer talk, that was inspiring. And you have to wonder how many great college football coaches, especially the SEC, are really great coaches, but they just don't have the talent to show it because they, recruiting bases and things like that, resources. Do you remember maybe a couple of years ago when Lane Kiffin, I don't think he meant it disparagingly, but he said, the reason we won so many games at Alabama is because we had better players. Do you guys remember that quote?
I do remember that, yes.
So my question, or hypothetical, so to speak, is if you took all the SEC coaches, just for fun, you took all the SEC coaches, give them all equal talent, who wins? I want to hear your guys' opinion, and I'll share mine.
Well, see, one of the things that makes Nick Saban is his ability to recruit.
But I have always laughed at Nick Saban's not a great X's and O's coach. I mean, that's laughable. He is a very good X's and O's coach, but he recruits as good or better than anybody.
I mean, they've got an unbelievable system of recruiting, and he enjoys recruiting. And I mean, it's a 365 job for him. He really enjoys it. I was told recently that even on vacation, when he literally goes on vacation to like that house where he and Dabo have the same house in Florida on the island, that they will stack up his computer with 100 recruits, future recruits tape for him to evaluate on vacation. That's a vacation for him.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if it's equally prepared teams like the old IROC, who do I take?
IROC International Racing of Champions.
Yep.
Every car prepared the same.
They had people from all aspects of racing, and every car was prepared the same. Nobody had an advantage.
Oh, by the way, happy birthday, Parnelli Jones, who's 90 today.
Okay, thank you. Well, that's a tough question. I mean, it's obviously hard not to go Nick Saban or Kirby Smart. I mean, I've seen him win national championships. I've seen Jimbo win a national championship.
But see, are you asking me? I mean, you got to manage the program during the week and the off season and all that to win. But if you're saying if everybody's the same, let Lane Kiffin go out there and call plays against, Kirby Smart, great offense versus great defense. Does Nick Saban have a place in that? I think Nick would do okay. He was a pretty good defensive coordinator in the NFL. So I don't really know how to answer the question. How would you do it, Chad?
Well, and I said I would give my answer. My answer is I don't know, but I'll clarify. So I'd like to see Kirby Smart, I agree that he could be one of the, but I would like to see Lane Kiffin with equal talent because he's always played from behind the eight ball and done really well up until last year against the Bama game. And then I'd like to see Mike Leach with, you know, equal.
I thought about him. Yeah, I thought about him. Part of what makes him so good is his system can sometimes take lesser talent and just be a tough system to stop. Would it be that much better with elite talent? I don't know. We've never really seen him with that. I say that. Michael Crabtree was an extremely good college football receiver. I mean, I would not discount Brian Kelly either. I think the guy has shown he can coach, and at times has done it with a lesser roster at Notre Dame. I wouldn't discount Brian Kelly in that discussion. I know he's a polarizing guy among many of our viewers and listeners, but he's literally won everywhere he's been at a championship level, everywhere he's been.
Yeah, right. So that's why people are excited at LSU. But,
yeah.
You know, you just get to know these coaches so much and what some of their pitfalls are. And, you know, Lane Kiffin gets the reputation that he's a little immature. Mike Leach, you know, gets the reputation that maybe he doesn't, you know, work as hard at times as, you know, some of the other coaches do. I mean, I don't know what it would be like if all the talent was even, if you still had to manage them, you know, Monday through Friday. And I think that's a big factor in what separates the best of the best and those that end up being, you know, 7-win coaches or 9-win coaches. But to your point when you started about the SEC, like Shane Beamer can be a really good coach. And at South Carolina, you know, 7 wins may be his ceiling with the way the SEC is right now.
For all we know, the answer to this may be Clark Lea. I don't know. I think Clark Lea is probably a pretty good football coach.
Yeah, I mean, we'll
never know that.
I think he's doing as good a job as you can do at Vandy. Now, I mean, obviously not what James Franklin did, but I think he's cleaning up a big mess.
Yeah.
You know,
well, you look at what Kentucky did with no quarterback.
Again, yeah. I mean, I thought about Mark Stoops when you asked the question. I've seen what he's done at Kentucky.
and I mean, factor in Brian Harsin here. I mean, are we going to get a real gauge this year of how good of a coach Brian Harsin really is? I don't think so, because his roster's not exactly the same as everyone else. So, yeah, you can get taking the right job at the right time. It helps you in coaching for sure. Yeah. I mean, keep in mind, Nick Saban, I mean, when Nick Saban was in his 40s, nobody was saying, greatest coach of all time, right there.
Yeah. Chad, thank you. It's a great question. It's one we'll never know the answer to.
Yeah. Rodney in Birmingham. Rodney, what's up?
Hey, so I just had a couple questions about some of the new coaches in college football. Everybody is just pre-anointing Lincoln Riley will win a national championship at USC. And my thing is, he had some of the best talent in the country on Oklahoma teams that couldn't do it. And then Brian Kelly, everybody says, has a system he's always put into place and he's always been successful. But even at the places he's been, he's never had to play an SEC caliber schedule every year. Do we really know that they're going to be as successful as everybody thinks they're going to be in the future at their new places?
Well, no, I don't think so, but USC has a huge recruiting advantage on the West Coast if they can keep players there, and I think we've seen that LSU can be that as well. So I think the two jobs they've taken, Brown, makes what they can do easier than what they were doing.
Yeah, here's how I would answer your question with two truths about those two guys. Here's what I believe to be true about both those guys, Rodney. As it pertains to Lincoln Riley, I don't think he has ever, until maybe recently with the hiring of Alex Grinch, he's never embraced a defensive philosophy that he has to have to be a championship coach. He just did not. They never played good enough defense at Oklahoma to match what was a really good offense for him to win a national championship. Obviously, it won conference championships a lot, just not a national championship. The truth about Brian Kelly, and I said it to the last caller, I'll say it again, he has won to a championship level everywhere he's been. Now, Notre Dame doesn't give conference championships, obviously, but he was in two playoffs, and he played for another national championship. I mean, I would consider that the equivalent of a conference championship in any other conference. So
he technically did win the ACC championship that year.
Well, he won the division, and Clemson beat him in the ACC championship game. Yeah, he played for a championship. So,
it was the other way around, wasn't it? Didn't Clemson beat him in the regular season? Notre Dame won the championship game, wasn't it? Okay.
No, Clemson won the championship game.
Okay.
So he's won at a championship level everywhere he's been. So that's why I think he's a very good coach. And I think Lincoln Riley, he's a good offensive coach, but until he really commits to defense, and maybe he has, I don't think he can win a national championship.
Right. I mean, I agree that both of them are great coaches, I just don't know that the hype that's getting behind both of them is really as big as it is. I would say Kelly more than Lincoln Riley myself would be better suited for that. But thanks, guys. Love the new show. Thank you,
Rodney. Nice of you to say. Boy, yeah. He's a polarizing guy, Brian Kelly is.
He is. And Lincoln Riley, there's a story in the Morning Rounds, nextroundlive.com today, from an Oklahoma insider who gave a little insight on why Lincoln left Oklahoma. He was, once the announcement was made last year that they were moving to the SEC, he started going to the administration and boosters, you know, talking about facilities upgrades, did not like what he was hearing, and he thought moving to the SEC with the facilities they have and the lack of commitment they had to changing those facilities, they were going to be middle of the pack in the SEC when it comes to facilities, and that's why he chose to leave when he left.
I wonder where USC is facility-wise in the Big Ten.
I don't know, but I would imagine they could catch up pretty quick.
I would imagine behind Ohio State, maybe Michigan. I don't know how many more, though.
Ryan Lemon coming up on the other side, part of the show being brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. Zero carbs, 80 calories, wherever you buy beer. Perfect for the dog days of summer. We'll talk what Calipari said and how Mark Stoops reacted with one of the voices of Kentucky Athletics next.
Everything Next Round is on demand now in the podcast section at nextroundlive.com.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Gutter Cap. Gutter Cap's that patented aluminum cover system that fits over most existing gutters to keep out debris and eliminate that gutter cleaning. It's back with a lifetime warranty, almost 20-year service record right here in Birmingham. Stay off that dangerous ladder forever. 45% off the retail price now if you call guttercapbirmingham.com. Call my good friend Chris Stewart now, 205-823-2212. Cap it, don't snap it, it's Gutter Cap.
At Alfa Romeo of Birmingham, you can now drive the 2022 Alfa Romeo Giulia TI, the Italian sports sedan of your dream, starting at $499 per month plus tax with $4,999 down, plus first payment and title due at delivery. Come experience the passion and performance of Alfa Romeo of Birmingham, 1837 Grants Mill Road, or alfaromeousaofbirmingham.com.
Life financial lease, 10,000 miles per year, WAC, MSRP, $51,490, stock numbers Q0059, Q0068, or Q0074.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who miss the fairway all day and still pull out the big stick, the type of guys who will always prefer to be behind the grill than in front of the camera, and the men who never let their friends forget about a high school nickname. This is the Lodge Mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Who wants to settle for a single TV? With more TVs, bigger screens, plus our fabulous scenic views, there's more to watch at Twin Peaks.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Gutter Cap. Gutter Cap's that patented aluminum cover system that fits over most existing gutters to keep out debris and eliminate that gutter cleaning. It's back with a lifetime warranty, almost 20-year service record right here in Birmingham. Stay off that dangerous ladder forever. 45% off the retail price now if you call guttercapbirmingham.com. Call my good friend Chris Stewart now, 205-823-2212. Cap it, don't snap it, it's Gutter Cap.
Wayne's Pest Control has taken pest control to the next level. Ryan Brown here from the Next Round. Keep your home pest-free and rodent-free with Wayne's proprietary Smart System. Smart is a digital, eco-friendly rodent monitoring solution that tells Wayne's you have an unwanted mouse or rodent before you even know about it. Wayne's Smart Service professionals will proactively set up an appointment to take care of that problem, keeping your family and pets safe and healthy. And right now, get $60 off Smart Pest Service with the offer code TNR. Let Wayne's create your happy place. 866-WAYNES-1 or call Wayne's.com.
A legendary coach once said, "It's not the will to win that matters, it's the will to prepare to win." Bryant Bankers have the dedication and experience to put together a financial game plan that's right for you. Stop by one of the 7 Central Alabama locations today or give them a call at 1-855-4-BRYANT to begin preparing for your financial future today. You'll find out what unbeatable service and legendary results are all about. Bryant Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
What are you waiting for? It's nonstop gaming action at Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Come play more than 900 of the latest and greatest games around, featuring fun bonuses and big jackpots. You can wager and win on horse and greyhound races from all over the world and try your luck on our popular sports parlay. There are more ways to win at Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Birmingham Racecourse Casino, located off I-459, exit 31, Derby Parkway. Must be 21 or older.
Hey, if you're looking for Birmingham's best pizza, you need to stop in and see our friends at Slice Pizza and Brew. It's as local as you can get, from the ingredients that go into every pizza to the beer on tap. For a great lunch or dinner, go see our friends today, Vestavia or Lakeview, at Slice.
There's nothing I like more than a unique, delicious meal. And that's what you get at Champy's world-famous fried chicken right on Highway 119 in Alabaster. Those great full fried chicken plates, the tenders, the po' boys. But I love the southern staple chicken on a stick. It's perfect for a tailgate or watching the big game. And then the authentic Mississippi Delta recipe homemade tamales, the best I've ever tasted. See the whole menu or order online at champyschicken.com. For Blues, Brews, and Bird, it's Champy's Chicken, Highway 119, Alabaster.
The next round continues on hour two. Don't forget, Rockstar Final Hour, hour four, kicks off the weekend in the Enclave Lounge. Listen, I'm old. I'm old. I get suckered into stuff all the time on social media. Our buddy Mincy from Barstool on Twitter, ex-Vols head coach Jeremy Pruitt is 20th in chips with 27 people left at the World Series of Poker right now in the $1,100 tourney starting day two. It is up to 84,000 right now. Is Jeremy Pruitt really playing at the World Series of Poker right now, and he's good at it?
We've got to get that confirmed. I don't know how we get that confirmed. Or Lunsford is our poker guy. If Lunsford can confirm it.
Or am I old guy getting suckered into a joke and I missed the first punch, the first part of the story?
You are an old guy, so I don't know the rest of that.
But I do know Jeremy Pruitt has a lot of time on his hands right now, so he could be really good at poker.
And a little money to gamble with.
Yes.
Hey, we're going to the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline. Don't forget, right now at Johnston RV Center, you can check out those toy haulers. Great way to go see SEC football. Payments starting as low as $219 a month with approved credit. I-65, exit 304 in Coleman, 334 in Decatur, and always online, JohnstonRVCenter.com. We started the show with what is being perceived as a dust-up between Mark Stoops, the Kentucky football coach, and John Calipari, the Kentucky basketball coach. Ryan Lemon has covered that program for a very long time, both on the TV and now radio and digital side with Kentucky Sports Radio. He's with us on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline. What's up, Ryan? How are you?
Man, I tell you what, if you think you're old, then that puts me in the same category, Bubby. We're about the same age, and we had the distinction of working with one of the most difficult men in the history of TV while you were in Lexington.
Jim learned a lot from him.
The great Alan Cutler. I hope I made it into his book. I don't know if I did or not. Did you ever read his book?
Man, it's hard to read. I mean, he's all over the place. I read bits and pieces of it. I'm sure you're thrown in there somewhere because he's got so many stories he tells all the time.
So is this a big deal for Kentucky fans or not a big deal? Because it's playing great around the SEC.
It is a big deal. I mean, that's the number one topic on our show right now than what Cal said last night. And I just don't.
Did we just lose his cell phone at the most important time?
I just don't see John Calipari surviving this.
Okay, go dial him back up, because there would be a great Kentucky Sports Radio bit right now for him and Matt Jones to have us live on the air and to, every time he starts to say something important, to cut out every time.
Guys, I'm here to tell you, John Calipari is...
Yep. I've got developing news right now. Mark Stoops will...
Mark Stoops this morning threw a...
Yeah.
Whoa, threw a what? A fit? A chair at John Calipari? A punch?
Be a great bet. John Lunsford says, Jeremy Pruitt is indeed playing in the World Series of Poker Circuit event. It's not the main event. It's in North Carolina, and he is indeed 20th place going into day two right now. So that is a true story from Mincy of Barstool.
Wow.
So he's not in Vegas. He's in North Carolina, and he is 20th right now. Started off with in the 80s, I believe, and 20 of 27 people left. He is 20th in chips.
I guess that's impressive.
Yeah.
Now Lunsford's kind of watering it down for me. He's making it sound like he's taking cuts in single A here.
Yeah.
He's not playing on the big major league squad, but still.
It's the same thing that I played in when I went to Tunica, he says.
Okay, well, then it's a bigger deal than I thought. That was a big deal for us when Lunsford was
here. Lunsford, go ahead, since you don't have a microphone. Answer us, did you finish ahead of 20th? Were you better than Jeremy Pruitt?
I mean, does Pruitt strike you as a really good poker player?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Lunsford said absolutely not. Okay.
We got Ryan back. Ryan, we're sorry. We lost your cell connection there. Kentucky Sports Radio, they own the state of Kentucky and really a lot of the sports landscape. And one of the models we looked at when we started this, we were asking about Calipari and Stoops, and is it a big deal with Kentucky fans? Let us know what you were saying.
Yes, it is a big deal with Kentucky fans last night. Of course, social media just blew up. But the timing is so horrible. I mean, here we are. They're in the Bahamas. They're playing. They beat a team by a million last night. And we're getting excited about this upcoming season. I know these are just exhibition games, but they look really, really good. Like, this basketball team could be a Final Four team next year. So we're all getting excited about basketball. And then Calipari has to come out and run his yapper and say something about the program that has outperformed yours the last couple years, buddy. I mean, Mark Stoops' tweet in retaliation to it last night was perfect. Where he said, like, hashtag, 4 straight postseason wins. Guess what? You lost to St. Peter's your last postseason game, so you had no reason to say it. So it is going to be a big deal, and that's why today, Jim, I feel like Cal has got to step out and say something today or release a statement or something, because it's blowing up, and it's going to be ugly.
Ryan Lemon with us from up in Kentucky. He's on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline. But let me I just want the context for this, because he was asked a question about some museum or something that closed. And the question made it sound as if there was something that Cal really has been pushing for, trying to get money for, and that's why he was saying this. What is the context to the question that he answered, Ryan?
Yeah, he's been saying that they need a new practice facility.
Okay.
The Joe B. Hall Center is like 15 years old. I mean, it's still okay, but then when you see like Arkansas getting a new practice center and the Florida's got one lately, you know, we see all these other schools getting these new practice facilities. It hurts him. He, in his mind, hurts him in recruiting, because he's had a family very recently. It was Ty Washington's family said, you know, your facilities aren't as good as X's facility. And that, I think that stung him when he felt that way. So that's what he's been preaching, trying to get that. So that's what this whole thing he said last night was all about. We're a football school. We should, you know, upgrade our facilities, be the best in the nation. The gold standard, he likes to say all the time. And he's not happy with it, but he just said it the wrong way. And I'm glad Mark Stoops clapped back, and I'm glad a lot of our fans have clapped back, because there's more excitement about football this season coming in than there is basketball.
Oh, now that says a lot right there. But, I mean, we all know that, you know, football wags the tail in Tuscaloosa. Basketball wags the tail in Kentucky. You don't have to say it. You're one of the premier programs of all time. Has football gotten a new practice facility, a lot of new stuff recently? Because, you know, we don't follow that as much as you do. Has there been a lot of money pumped into Stoops' program?
Yeah, there really has been. They've got a new facility, and it's in the works to get a new indoor practice facility right now, because right now they share it with the track team. So the track team's going to get their own. The football's going to get their own indoor facility. So that, I think that probably adds to it. They're upset a little bit. But when you're Cal, man, and you lost to St. Peter's last season, you didn't even make the tournament 2 years ago, you better be careful what you say, because the fans were really kind of on edge with him anyway. Now, with that said, guys, he has done some things this summer to try to get good graces with the fans again. He did this statewide tour, signing autographs, and he's going to try to bring back the old Midnight Madness spirit like it was when you were here, Jim. So there's some things he's doing that he wants to bring back and kind of win the fans over. But what he said last night sure was a step backwards.
Yeah, so you keep talking about when the fan's over. If you had to guess, let's go like presidential approval rating, among Kentucky fans, his approval rating would be what?
I would say 60%. I'd say there's still more than half that are on board with him. But, you know how it is, man. When you're like, you're Alabama football, you're Kentucky basketball, you got to win. You got to win championships. And he's had one in 13 years. He's had 30-something first-round draft picks in those 13 years.
And Stoops would be at or near 100 in your mind?
He's definitely probably pushing 90, not between 90 and 100. But, I mean, you guys know this. Who would have ever thought that he could do what he's doing with the UK football program? When he can recruit at this level and he can win at this level. I mean, nobody would have ever predicted that he could do that, and he's proved everybody wrong.
Right or wrong, his biggest misstep in his comment was naming Georgia and Alabama. I mean, Alabama we all know. But naming Georgia by name, that's who Stoops has to go through to get to Atlanta. That was malpractice, in my opinion, for him to name Georgia by name.
You're 100%, because that's the game
all Kentucky fans have circled on their schedule, that that could be the one, if they're somehow able to pull it off, beat them at home, that maybe they could maybe get to that SEC championship game if they take care of business in the other game. And for him, you're right. For Cal to say that, it's basically saying, look, our program ain't nothing. Our football program ain't nothing compared to Georgia. When some of these coaches here, they, man, they know they're going after Georgia this year. They keep getting closer and closer. One of these years, they're going to beat them, Jim. One of these years, it's going to happen.
Okay, before you go, we have had so much fun with Will. Like in our commercial breaks, our man Scott Forrester, who handles video, is playing Will Levis social media stuff all the time. This Will Levis love is bonkers this offseason. Where is Will Levis, you think, at quarterback going into this season? And do you really, when you close your eyes, do you see Will Levis as a first-round NFL draft pick?
I didn't think so, to be honest, until when he got here. But then you start hearing these bits and pieces like, dude, this guy's incredible. This guy's a leader. This guy already owns the locker room. This guy owns the huddle. Like, he's got all those intangibles. And I think even though they lost to Georgia last year at Georgia, he proved to NFL guys against some NFL defenders that he's pretty damn good. And he can throw the football and he can do some special things. I think that game kind of elevated him in the eyes of NFL general managers and things. So now it's up to him this year. And if he can go down in week two and beat Florida at Florida in week two, his name does stay atop the Heisman conversation and top first round draft pick, that sort of thing. So I think that's a big week and a big game for him to prove himself that all this hype is worth it and is legit.
All right, he is Ryan Lemon, Kentucky Sports Radio. You can follow
him. Before
you
go, I got to tell you something. You know what I'm doing right now?
What?
I'm driving back from the Field of Dreams game last night. I came up here with my dad.
Did you really? How is that in person? How is that in person? It's a bit that never stops right there.
So good. If Lemon is actually doing this, it's even better.
Yeah.
Just on his own. Oh, I got to tell you, Dad.
Yeah. Jim, you know what my favorite part of working with you in Lexington was?
At Ryan Lemon.
When you went back to Birmingham.
At Ryan Lemon on Twitter. I'm guessing cell service in Iowa, not Grand.
Yeah, I mean, he's between corn fields right now.
Pretty cool he took his dad, though.
Yeah, right? It is.
Father-son deal. That's
Ryan
cool.
Lemon was a longtime sports anchor at WLEX 18 up there and now part of Kentucky Sports Radio. Matt Jones' right-hand man. And I'll be honest. He did not say anything there I thought he was going to say. I thought he was going to come on and say, fake news, man. Fake news. This is not that big a deal. Da 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 da. And he said just the opposite.
But I think you've seen their show, how big Mark Stoops. I mean, he's on their show a lot.
Oh,
you know
you're saying
that.
A little.
No. I'm not saying favoritism just because he's on the show, though I think that is natural. We're guilty of the same thing. There's a reason we played the Shane Beamer video.
Yeah,
he's been on our show and really good. We like Shane Beamer.
Yeah, called us by name.
Yeah, so it's easy to, it's easy to do that with guys that come on your show a lot. I don't think Cal does a lot of that.
I think he does a lot of every week with them.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think it shows you how big Mark Stoops has become in that market. That's what I was getting at, how big he's become in Kentucky. That it's significant to have him on a lot because the fans are so in love with Mark Stoops and what he's done there.
Yeah. There it is. I mean, Cal, I mean, I keep trying to tell you that Cal is not as, first off, back to Cal's style of basketball and the one and done recruiting, which has now become very popular. But when he did it, Kentucky fans were not very comfortable with what Cal brought to Kentucky, right?
You never had a guy that came up more Kentucky blue for 4 years.
That's
and became
right.
a hero.
Yeah. You know, he's one and done guys and he was out. Now everybody does it.
Your John Pelfrey's of the world didn't
That's
exist
right.
anymore.
Yeah. So now everybody does the one and done. But when he first got there, he had to have success early on for Kentucky, old school Kentucky fans to embrace him. But it's a lot like, Alabama football. I mean, if you go a few years and you're not, in a Final Four or, winning a championship, people are going to start to bitch and moan. And 2015, since they were in the Final Four, and it's not like you're still dominating the SEC. There's more buzz in other basketball. Well, I mean, Arkansas now, there's buzz at Arkansas. You've seen Tennessee. Auburn has been to a Final Four. They're the last SEC team to go to a Final Four. I mean, that hurts.
Imagine if Alabama had won the 2009 National Championship and haven't won another one. What he said about Cal is what you would probably say about Saban. Hey, it's been great, but we've got one championship, and we have filled the NFL with players.
Yeah. Oh, Saban wouldn't still be there.
I don't know.
No, he would have tired. He would have tired of the bitching and moaning, and it would have moved on.
But, I mean, Bob Stoops did it for a long time at Oklahoma. Won that first championship, dominated his conference, but never could win another national championship. Now, I don't know that he put players in the NFL to the level, obviously he didn't, to the level Saban is, or even to the level that Cal's putting guys in the NBA. But it is similar to the way Cal's putting guys in the NBA to the way Saban's putting guys in the NFL, only Saban's winning championships with those guys and Calipari is not. Probably easier to do in football, though. You'd grant me that. No, it's not probably. It is easier to do in football.
All right.
At a power school.
In football or basketball?
Football. It's easier to win a national championship in football at a power school than it is in basketball at any school.
But it's easier to flip your roster in basketball because it's so
small.
That
is true.
Yeah. All right. So when we come back, we will get Rockstar's viewing menu. Alabama basketball, as Paul's pointing out, in a big game today. I don't know who they're playing. Are they playing the Chinese national team? Is that possible today?
Well,
I can't read by his tweet. Are they playing the Charlotte Hornets or the Chinese national team?
The Chinese national team beat the Charlotte Hornets in 2019, so that's who they're playing.
Yeah. But they're in Europe playing China today?
I think that is correct.
I am horrible at off-season basketball.
Yeah.
Like, I've watched none of the Kentucky-Bahamas trip.
Yep.
I only saw Auburn beat two teams and then battled the really good team Israel in a pretty entertaining game. I think that was on the SEC Network. These are great trips for the kids to see the world for free. Like, you know, to go to the, you know, to Europe or to Israel and all those things that come with it. But the actual games themselves, zero interest in. So, yes, it probably is a massive test today for Nate Oates' team. If it's on TV, I will not watch it, though. If it's in Brown's backyard, I'd tell him, shh, hold it down.
Don't take a nap.
When we come back, Rockstar's viewing menu, part of the show being brought to you by our friends at Cowan Equipment. Tell us about Cowan, and I'll update you on our poll question we have.
Don't worry. People in China won't get to watch it either. You won't be alone. They won't get to see their
names. They'll show it on replay if they win.
Yeah. Cowan Equipment brings you the poll questions. If you're having a hard time finding that new plastic on the seat piece of heavy equipment, check out Cowan Equipment's rental fleet hit list for a wide range of well-maintained equipment from the rental fleet at Cowan. For sale now, visit cowan.com/featured-used-equipment or call 800-239-COWAN for more information.
So I asked the question, Brownie, who is at Kentucky longer, Stoops or Calipari? How do you think our people voted?
I think they went Stoops.
You think they went Stoops?
Yep.
Okay. It is currently Mark Stoops at 69%.
I was going to say they probably went about 69% Stoops.
Yeah. Meanwhile, several of you in the chat room and on Twitter are saying Mark Stoops is 1-5-7 season away of Mike Norvell from him going back to Florida State. Mark Stoops taking the Florida State gig.
I don't know. I bet you he's getting paid more at Kentucky. Now, it's not all just about money, but I bet you he's making more at Kentucky. Well, I would guarantee you he's making more than Mike Norvell's making. I don't know that Florida State couldn't find the money to pay him more.
It sounds like he's got better facilities at Kentucky, too.
I wouldn't be surprised by that.
Back in a moment on the next round.
Follow Rockstar on Twitter at RockstarBHM.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the next round to tell you about one of our favorite places for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That is Hamburger Heaven since 1982. Hamburger Heaven has been serving Birmingham's best hamburgers, cheeseburgers, french fries, hand-spun milkshakes, and sandwiches made fresh to order. All of their ingredients are fresh and prepared daily. This includes their beef, always fresh, never frozen, hand-pattied each and every day. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, visit any of the four locations, Highway 280, Irondale, Gardendale, and Homewood.
Holly Mack Wilson just sold the Johnsons a new home. Not a house, a home. She helped them put a swing in the backyard, helped move the grill to the back patio, and watched as the Johnsons put their great-grandmother's piano in the foyer. A house is a dwelling. A home is a place filled with love and memories. Call Holly Mack Wilson, your Tuscaloosa Keller Williams realtor, 205-901-9446. Or check out our website, hollymackhomes.com. And let Holly Mack Wilson help you find your dream home where you can make your own memories.
Whether you're a weekend athlete or sports is your life, Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics wants to help you stay in the game. If you have an injury or pain that says something's not right, let Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics help you make your greatest comeback. From concussions to sprained ankles, our experienced team is ready with treatment options. Find a doctor at precisionsportsortho.com/providers.
Remember the name Way to Wellness if you're battling weight loss in your life. I'm Jim Dunaway from The Next Round. There was a time I was over 216 pounds until Way to Wellness helped me lose 45 pounds, and now for over 2 years, they've helped me keep that weight off. Here's their website, aplanforme.com, aplanforme.com. That's a great name for a website because there's no cookie-cutter plan. Everything is designed specifically for you. No contract, no sign-up fees, and your first consultation is free at Way to Wellness. The Double Down Media podcast family is live and full of content for all ages. The Mystery Fifth Hour gives the Next Round host a chance to talk about everything but sports. Pour a glass of Bama and bourbon, our weekly college football conversation while sipping some of the most interesting pours in the bourbon world. And our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call. LT takes off the gloves for an in-depth conversation with stars like Taylor Hicks, presented by Redmond Vodka. Find those podcasts and more by searching The Next Round on Apple, Spotify, and on our website, nextroundlive.com.
When it comes to choosing a dentist, two things are critical: trust and comfort. Ryan Brown here from The Next Round. It's why I tell you about Stone Creek Dental Care. Dentist-owned and operated, and Stone Creek Dental Care is the Southeast's premier provider of comprehensive dental care with more than 20 locations, including Birmingham, Chattanooga, Huntsville, Trussville, and Montgomery. Stone Creek Dental Care is able to provide a level of quality care you will not find anywhere else. From your basic cleaning to restorative dentistry, cosmetics, and endodontics, Stone Creek Dental Care covers a wide and comprehensive range of dental services for patients of any age. Stone Creek Dental Care's mission is to provide the highest quality dental care to every single patient in an environment that exemplifies the highest ethical, personal, compassionate, and professional standards, and to provide the best patient experience possible. Stone Creek Dental Care is currently accepting new patients at all locations, and new patients get a free Chick-fil-A gift card at your first appointment. So visit StoneCreekDentalCare.com to find a location nearest you. Stone Creek Dental Care. Fire damage to your home or business is something you never want to consider. Ryan Brown here from The Next Round. But in the horrible event it happens, DryTech is here to help. They respond quickly and will reply to you within 20 minutes when you call 205-637-0143. They're working for you, the customer, not the insurance company. They've got five crews ready to go 24/7. Don't call the insurance company first. Call DryTech. Just remember this website, mydrytech.com. That is mydrytech.com.
Hey, Lance Taylor from The Next Round to tell you about my friends at Michelson Laser Vision, located conveniently UAB Highlands. Almost 20 years ago, I went in for the procedure. Only took 12 minutes for both eyes. When I went in, I had 20/200 vision. I was legally blind. Now I have 20/15 vision, still 19 years later. Make the call today. Schedule a hassle-free consultation. 969-8100. Dr. Mark Michelson, Dr. Jen Michelson, Michelson Laser Vision. Make sure you tell them The Next Round sent you. 969-8100 or Michelson. MichelsonLaserVision.com.
Support the show and grab some great t-shirts and hoodies right now in the Next Round store. Buy the Alabama State map shirts in your team's favorite colors, the popular Y'all Can Have the Rest, or Next Round flag shirts are also online now. Just go to nextround.store. That's nextround.store. The traditional Next Round logo shirts are there too. Buy them for yourself, or they make a great gift for someone else. And let us know what you'd like to see in the store coming up. NextRound.store, that's NextRound.store.
Start your day online with our website, NextRoundLive.com, for the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting NextRoundLive.com.
Some of you love it, some of you hate it. Dave says Otters versus Will is a pretty good one, Scott Forrester, on the Will Levis commercial break videos. Otter versus Will Levis. Meanwhile, Henry, Auburn fan, Twitter: if I can give any suggestions for the new show, can we please stop having to watch some moron chew a banana peel during the commercial breaks? Thanks, and I'll hang up and watch.
It's not a moron. That's Will Levis.
I love Henry, who gets the show. I'll hang up and watch.
That's very good.
Yeah. And that's the thing about our, you know, it's 1 year on Tuesday, our 1 year anniversary. And, you know, when we set out, I didn't know if we could successfully turn our audio platform into a video audio platform. And we are just blown away by the number of you who have chosen to also watch us at some point throughout the day. So thank you guys for making our audio show a video and audio show. And we appreciate everything Scott and Lunsford do to make that happen behind there, including coming up with things like this. Jeremy Pruitt at the World Series of Poker satellite event in North Carolina. That is the back of Jeremy Pruitt's head right there. Welcome to Cherokee, North Carolina on the big screen. And that is Jeremy Pruitt at the table there.
Well, that is so random, man. Yep. So random that he's just out playing poker.
And then Bobby pointed out that Cadillac has won a couple of poker tournaments at local casinos as well.
Tampa Hard Rock. Yeah.
Have we come a long way from, Rick Neuheisel lost his job for being in a bracket. Was that gambling on NCAA events that they frowned upon?
Yeah, that was betting on actual NCAA events. I don't know that there was any prohibition from playing poker.
Yeah, legalized poker playing. I mean, they're legal casinos and
stuff. Bucky McMillan's the head basketball coach at Samford. He was nationally ranked. I think he was as high as 80th in the country in poker. Yeah.
But I didn't know that it was before he was a college coach. I thought he won one huge event one time.
I don't know if he did. No, you know why I said 80th? I remember he won $80,000. That was like his lifetime winnings.
See, I heard it was $80 million.
He ain't coaching in Sanford if it's $80 million.
Viewing menu every day brought to you by our friends at New Life Arts. We got a New Life Art print and a giveaway package with a bunch of stuff. If you go over to Instagram and follow all the contest rules there that Taylor has, and New Life can get you closer to the great memories in sports.
Yeah, Scott's showing a photo of the stuff we're giving away there. They've also got that print that is autographed by the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, Bryce Young. They did an NIL deal with Bryce Young. You get that New Life art, DanielMoreArt.com. That's DanielMoreArt.com, 800-735-2787, or Rockstar.
Three things today. Netflix is a new movie coming out, an original called Day Shift. It just seems like Netflix is just throwing money when people like HBO Max, you hear, is in debt. But this is Jamie Foxx stars alongside, finally, Snoop Dogg.
Yes.
And Dave Franco in this vampire movie where Foxx stars as a vampire killer while under the guise of a cleaner.
Did you see that for the first time?
Like a dry cleaner?
Does it make a difference?
Carpet cleaner.
Yeah.
Did you see that for the first time, Netflix, though, has been passed on the streaming side? They are no longer Disney Plus. They are no longer the number one streaming service. First time in history, yeah. I think. Now,
I think HBO Max has been, to me, the easiest and had so much stuff there that I've enjoyed, and apparently it's going away at some point
It's not going away. They're merging with Discovery Plus.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, I don't know if it's going to be a whole new subscription service you got to get to, and a price hike, of course.
But I heard that they won't have everything on it. Like, I mean, anything HBO's ever done is on there.
Yeah, like Band of Brothers.
Yeah.
If you're going to go watch that whole thing.
I love HBO Max. Well, then Prime Video, one for Dunaway, A League of Their Own, the series, premieres tonight.
A series of A League of Their Own?
Following the journey of World War II All-American Professional Women's Baseball League players as they travel across a rapidly changing U.S. Starts tonight. Amazon Prime. And then finally in theaters, there's a new movie called Fall. For best friends Becky and Hunter, life is all about conquering fears and pushing limits, but after they climb a 2,000 foot to the top of a remote abandoned radio tower, they find themselves stranded with no way down. The reason I mention this is I saw an article about this movie where it was rated R because they have so many F-bombs in it, so they've had to digitally go back because the film was completely done, and they had to digitally remove like 17 F-bombs in a creative way to make it down to a PG-13.
Holy crap, what a pain in the butt.
So they like, we got to get it because we got to make more money because I don't know if they're going to lose money, but it's called Fall, about two girls climbing an abandoned radio tower and they get stuck.
So high school kids are away from their parents and college kids are rated R now because the F-bomb is part of normal lingo.
Well, they said it was just a big amount of F-bombs were thrown. They just had to digitally take them out. So I don't know how you correct the lips and everything where they digitally CGI'd out. So this will be one of the first films they do that.
Well, if you're watching the Captain documentary, Jeter's wife's not afraid to drop them, let me tell you.
She brings some F-bombs to the table?
She's a beep every eighth word.
Boy, climbing one of those radio towers. When we worked on radio, they used to have to bring people in to like change the bulbs.
That's right, yeah.
And just do random maintenance. And, I mean, those guys, they get paid good money.
No, but my buddy Shane Horrell.
Negative.
Shane Horrell from Alabaster was the captain of a crew. That was his company. Yeah. And they traveled around the country. And they climbed those towers and changed those bulbs. And I told you, one collapsed in Lexington right when I went up there to at Ryan Lemon's station. When I went to work at WLEX, they had gotten a new control room.
Right.
A new reception area. And when I went up for the interview, and I was like, ah, that's a really nice reception area, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, oh, you know, Susie, who'd set up here for 20 years, died when the tower collapsed on her.
Huh.
That was the beginning of the Jimmy Landmine put his foot
yep,
in the mouth.
Yep, it absolutely was.
Way back in the 1980s.
Yeah, don't say.
All right, when we come back, there's so many good, some of them are list, okay?
Mm.
You tell me what you want to do. Adam Rittenberg, his annual ranking of who does less with more.
Okay, I kind of like that one.
Or Matt Zenitz, the top 20, his top 25 rankings. He polled current head coaches, top 25 assistants who are ready to be the next head coach.
Let's do coaches who do less with more and okay. Take some phone calls.
Less than more and some more phone calls at 205-734-0923 as we continue on the next round.
Follow Scott Forrester on Twitter at Scott Forrester TV.